We are currently in the middle of doing Real Housewives of Miami and Summer House recaps on our Patreon at the $5 level. So if you want to hear either of them, head over to our Patreon and check those out. Also, when Candy and the Gang begins, we will be doing recaps of that as well. So again, that's www.patreon.com/knowthatpod at the $5 level.
What's up, everybody? We are here again with a new episode of Know That. We're going to be covering the third episode of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. We have a New Jersey super fan here with us, the very funny and talented Trina Alper.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Now, we've been trying to get Trina on the show for a while, and we've had a lot of like scheduling problems, but she specifically said that she wanted to be here to talk about New Jersey because New Jersey is her, what did you call it? Your,
I don't remember what I called it, but it's just, it's the
your
ultimate.
Spirit city. You said something like that. It's your spirit city.
Yeah, it's the ultimate.
So we have you here for that. We also, like, for those of you who can't see, non-Patreon people who can't see, tell us about this background that we have, we're seeing here with you.
So I have what I've recently learned is the old entryway of Teresa's home. I believe she has done a reno, but I cannot confirm. haven't been there in a while. So I do have the entryway. I have the double staircase leading up and down. I did wear my leopard print button down for Jersey in general. And I completed the look with the Margaret Joseph's monkey's asshole lip duo. I did.
Now, I love when women wear animal print. It's literally, it's the official uniform of the retired hoe. But I love animal print.
I am a retired hoe, so... It checks out.
As a big person, I have to also say I appreciate that, you know, you are wearing it size appropriate, because I feel like if you are the size of the animal, you should not wear that. That's why I don't wear fur, you know? I mean, hey.
So it can be luxurious.
I would look like the cowardly one. Let's get into this now. So this episode was, how do I say, boring at first. It picked up steam. You know, but for the most part, I found
only in the last 20 seconds, I feel like.
I'll do more than that. I'll say the last 5 minutes.
If you say so.
But we're going to start from the beginning here, because let's just try to meander through this. So we start off with Dolores' kids living with her in her new house, which I am still mad we have not had a tour of. I want a complete tour of this house. She keeps building these shits. And we don't ever see what they look like. So I'm very upset that we see the kitchen, which is kind of the same area we saw when she had that party, right? So I want to see if this is this just like a test kitchen? I want to know. So we see her kids, Frank Jr. And what's the girl's name? I don't know the girl's name.
Oh, what is her daughter's name? But T, the daughter, was like, where's Frank? I was like, oh, we're not doing dad? Okay.
Right.
Yes.
That really shocked me. And then
Gabby.
Gabby's right. Yeah, she did keep calling him Frank. And then I thought maybe like he was a stepfather or whatever, and I was just wrong. But no, he is her father.
Like, no. He literally looks more like him. I think she does. I think she looks as much like him as Frank Jr. I feel like both of his children look like him.
I wouldn't fuck her.
Well, that's because I think Frank Jr. looks the way Frank did in the past, and she looks like Frank now.
Okay.
Let's talk about Frank Jr. for one second. No, let's not, but let's just like have a moment of like, okay, we're done. Frank Jr.
Donnie will agree
no, with you. Yeah, we need to fill up an hour of talking, so we can certainly talk about Frank Jr. And Frank Sr. Oh my God, they could have me on that island in that kitchen. Gabby and Dolores are going to need to leave because they are both so hot.
They are.
They don't do it for me, but I wish y'all all the best.
Well, no. It's one of those things. As a 35-year-old woman, it is so true. I saw a meme about it where it's like, I'm at the age where I don't know if I want to fuck you or your dad. Like,
both is the answer.
Right.
Yeah, for Donnie, is definitely both. Donnie wants Frank Senior to come on the show, and I really think all he needs to do is ask, but for some reason he's not.
No, he already said yes, but then I second guessed it because I would make a fool of myself and you would have to mop up after me.
I have no opinions on that. So they get into this whole conversation about how Frank Senior is going to have to come and live in the house with the two of them, and apparently Gabby, is that tonight? Gabby doesn't really like the idea of it because she says there's a lot of strong personalities. My hot take here is, why don't you just move out? I mean, just get your own place. You don't live in New York. You live in New Jersey. You can find a place.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, I don't know who the house belongs to, but I feel like none of the people living there should live there. Like, Gabby is however old, like 25 years old. She doesn't need to live there. Frank doesn't need to live there because he was clearly living in a house by himself before all this. So, like, why now are we doing this sitcom plot all of a sudden?
Well, so Frank said when it was him, Joe Gorga, and Joe the plumber. What is his name?
Super Mario Joe.
Benigno, yeah.
Benigno, right. He said, because one of them asked him, whose house is it? And he was like, oh, David. No, it's Dolores's. No, he said, no, that Dolores got the house in the divorce.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting situation on its own, Dolores and Frank. I understand it, where it's like, we're friends, but you're never going to get next to me again. Like,
right.
So what I gathered from this, I didn't know how long she and Frank had been separated.
Me neither.
I thought it was something that happened like when the kids were like maybe like early teenagers or something. But I think Frank Jr. is younger than Gabby.
Yeah, and she was pregnant with Frank Jr. when it happened.
And she was pregnant with Frank Jr. So it's like, so they, like she said, they have no history of being in the same house with him. So that, to me, makes this whole thing like last season or the couple of seasons where her and David and him being so close, that makes it even weirder to me. Like, this is a lot of time to not be married to somebody. Why is Frank around so much? I don't understand.
Well, I think even when they weren't together, we'll see, and that's what we don't know. We don't know how much he was around, like, as a dad. Mm-hmm. We don't know. We know who he was dating, which is why they were divorced. Like, we know that he's dating.
But we know they actively call him Frank, so that's not a good sign. Well, at least Gabby does.
Right.
We don't know if Dolores was dating while she was raising the kids, but it's just like, I guess if she kept an open door policy of like, hey, your kids are here, so come whenever. I have no idea.
And then the door never closed because he didn't put a doorknob on it. So now he just comes in whenever he wants.
Right.
I'm torn. I like to think that if me and Donnie got divorced, we could probably stay friends, but I don't think anybody would ever question whether or not we would be the third in any future relationships that we would have. So we don't have children yet. So it could be that. But if we ever get divorced, you can have them. You can have the kid.
And no, we would not be friends. Just in case people were wondering.
And we were barely friends today.
It's delicate.
I like that. It's delicate. So I don't know. I don't know what to think about Dolores's daughter. Like, every once in a blue moon, she pops up. She gives me the vibes of the girl in class that takes impeccable notes but never wants to share them. And that could be an experience that's unique to me, but it makes me automatically not like her. I don't know. I love Dolores, but
I do love
up until the end of this episode, I feel like she has no story. She has no real story, and that bothers me.
So that's what boggled my mind, and maybe they're connected. That's what boggled my mind about the last 5 minutes, specifically the last 11 seconds, mm-hmm. where it was just like, okay, I look at Dolores, and it's, you know how they say, like, still waters run deep, where it's like, she is also from Patterson, if I'm not mistaken, Silk City, what up, though? Like, she is, you know, her and Teresa's from the same place, like, they're neighborhood girls. And so, as much bark as Teresa has, we also know she has bite. Like, she almost launched Andy mm-hmm. Cohen across a fucking theater stage. But, you know, still waters run deep. I feel like Dolores isn't going to bark too much. She's just going to, like, rip a bitch apart. And there have been so many times in the past couple seasons where I'm like, oh, this is the moment. This is the moment. And then Dolores comes in and diffuses it. And it's just like, This isn't that big of a deal. Let's all relax. And I'm like, oh, this is a woman who's seen some shit. So she's way more level-headed than whatever mm-hmm. BS is happening. So that's why it was so shocking last night where, but again, we don't know how the edits are. We don't know what has happened that wasn't on camera. But I was shocked mm-hmm. that was the moment that Dolores was like getting buck. And of all people, with Jackie, who's been right.
I'm not surprised by that. Before we get to that, because we will get to that, I'm not surprised that it's with Jackie. I'm not surprised that it's with Jackie at all. I think Dolores is the kind of woman where, you know, she knows how bad her temper is, so she keeps that bad boy in check. Mm. And I think this is a particular instance where she was kind of like triggered because of, I mean, because we have to keep in mind, she's never like Jackie. She has never liked Jackie. In fact, she's disliked Jackie so much we barely see it or know about it, which is very, like, they can't even have like a playful housewives feud because I think she really does not like Jackie on that level. And that's why this makes sense to me. But before we get there, I want to switch gears a little bit to another feud. Now we have Gia and we see Gia in her confessional. Now I have to ask you, how do you feel? Because we didn't ask you before, how do you feel about this season and with Gia kind of stepping into being a housewife in a lot of ways?
Well, listen, I think we've watched these girls grow up. Gia, obviously, most of all, because she's the eldest. I think that especially, you know, the last episode where her and her uncle, you know, actually had the conversation. And then this episode where they made amends and stuff. I like hearing from Gia. I think Gia is so fucking reasonable. I think Gia is really thoughtful and really reasonable, even to the point that last year when Teresa was ready to rip Jackie's head off about like, oh, what if I heard a rumor that Gia was doing cocaine? When Teresa relayed the same story to Gia, who it was about, Gia was like, Mom, it's an analogy. Like, she was like, Mom, like, what the fuck? So I like hearing from Gia. Again, I think she's thoughtful and reasonable. I think, well, that's the answer to your question. Let's see where the conversation goes. Yeah. I have more to say, but I don't want to monologue.
Okay, so you don't mind, because a lot of people have problems with Gia kind of like being a new housewife here and being stepped into a role of more than just like the kid of a housewife. And I've said before that I feel like this is like, you know, this is what she was trained to do. Like, what did I say? Like Kenan Thompson on Saturday Night Live. You basically were trained as a child to do this. So of course, it's the next natural step for you to do it. I feel some kind of way about her having her waking up in the morning sweatshirts, because I feel like that was the most unoriginal thing to do with that at all. Like, completely. That's it. Like, this is what you're going to do with this. That was the only thing that disappointed me, where I didn't like about this section of Gia in this episode.
I kind of want one.
Of course you do.
I was on the
website. I would wear one too.
They're $58. And I was like, not going to do that.
Yeah, I'll make an illegal one instead.
I mean, right. Which is what I'm saying. Like, anybody could. Like,
well, I'm sure it's trademarked now.
Waking up in the morning. How do you trademark waking up in the morning?
It's a phrase.
Mm. Waking up in the morning.
Now, you can trademark that problem, but I don't know.
No, I'm so sure she has a trademark.
Listen, then if people are going to buy it, I'm sorry. But if people are going to buy it, get a check. Like,
yes.
I can't say that I wouldn't.
Well, I don't blame her. I don't blame anybody for getting a bag. You'll never hear that from me. Right. My thing was, like, I thought maybe, you know, more than just a sweatshirt. I thought maybe we'll have some other stuff going on. I didn't know it would just be, you know, just a sweatshirt and that's it. I mean, maybe an embellished type cap to go with it or something.
Maybe even like a collaboration with a tea brand, so like waking up in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or see, like a now these are the thoughts that we needed in the boardroom on waking up in the morning. I mean, like a Folgers commercial.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, coffee, tea, serums, vitamin C, infusion.
Essential oils, something. So then we have Melania, who I love Melania. Melania basically saying that she does not forgive Joe. She ain't having it. And Gia trying to shut it down. Now, I'm not the oldest child. I have a middle child. I get triggered when the oldest tries to just lay down the law like, this is it. So I actually like that Melania didn't listen to her. It's not reasonable.
No, listen, we've seen these girls grow up. I mean, Melania's the one like, you old troll, you old
troll. Yep, you fat pig.
Yeah, like we've known she's a loose cannon from always. Listen, here's what I'm going to say. And this is what I was saving. Joe Gorga is obviously hurt. We've known since before they were regular cast members that there is a lot of pain and there have been many, many years of bullshit on his end in terms of what he deems as bullshit from, like, you know, Joe Giudice being divisive and whatever. But here's what, no matter how hurt Joe is about what's happened with the relationship with him and his sister, no matter how hurt he is about what has happened to his sister and what she's had to go through, no one, but he still has had his family every single day, been with his kids every single day. He has had both of his parents well into his 40s, okay, until they passed away. I don't think there is an appreciation for what these girls have been through. And I think that's the piece that's missing from the adults. And again, who knows what's happening when the cameras aren't there. just from what we can see, there is no appreciation for the fact that these girls, at what ages, lost their mom for 11 and a half months, lost their father for first how many years, and then, you know, dot, dot, dot. You know, they're still alive, obviously, thank God. But like, their father literally cannot come back into this country.
Right.
No one's thinking about that. And Gia, of all people, as the eldest, had to sort of like hold things down, even though both parents and the family stepped in, the grandparents and all those things. You're still the oldest. You sort of feel this responsibility for the other girls. And so that's why I'm saying, like, as Gia, for Gia to keep it pushing and like, keep on with the keeping on, going to school and keeping herself together and out of, you know, no one has popped up in the news with any bad whatevers, DUIs, like none of these girls are girls gone wild. Yeah, right. None of these girls are girls gone wild. So it's just like the grace and maturity and everything and strength that these girls have had to endure and exhibit is just sort of like, y'all need to fucking relax. Like Joe of all people. And I like Joe. I like Joe Gorga a lot. But you really need to fucking chill and think about, no matter what this guy does, that's still their dad.
Yeah. And you just said he's not allowed back in the country. I touched on it at the last episode we recorded, but he's not allowed back in the country. So like, Joe Gorga needs to realize the problems are kind of done. Like, he can say whatever he wants, but he's not going to get back with Teresa. He's not going to ruin these girls' lives if that's what you think's happening. Like, he is stuck where he is. So besides talking on the internet, that's all he can do to you, Joe Gorga. Relax.
As I mentioned, there's nothing else for Joe Gorga to grab onto. Like, he has there's no other plot. Like, he and his wife have no plot. They really have nothing else if they don't keep this going. And look, I like Joe Gorga, of course. I've said it on here before. I fold him up like a chicken wing. That's not the point, though. He doesn't bring a lot besides that. And so, when you add to the fact, yeah, these girls won't adopt their mother and they don't have their father anymore. Of course, they handle it with strife and everything because they are from Teresa. Teresa is the it girl of the housewives. Like, there is no New Jersey without Teresa. And again, I say by no New Jersey, I mean the state. New Jersey for me, like with the girls, Teresa is Scooby-Doo. Joe Gorga is Scrappy-Doo. We put up with him because of her. And, and he's drugged Melissa into it also. The draw here is Teresa. Mm-hmm. So he does need to let it go, but he's not going to let it go because if they don't talk about this, if he and Melissa don't have drama with Teresa, what do they have? They have nothing else.
Right. And again, like I said, perspective is everything, where it's just like, while we have the appreciation, it doesn't mean that Joe has no right to be mad. You'll hear Teresa and Joe themselves say how close they were growing up. So imagine for a moment that you have your sibling that you love so much, and you see that, like, it's just like, think about any of our friends who are with somebody who ain't shit, and it's just like, really, you're letting this bitch made motherfucker, sorry, I don't know how Richard Pryor we can get on this podcast,
go for it.
But really, you're letting this bitch made hoe or this bitch made dude, you know, do you like this? Like, fuck them forever. You're my sister. Mm-hmm. Fuck that dude forever. And so it's not that it's not valid. And then, yeah, Joe Giudice is running his mouth online. And, you know, as far as I remember last season when Joe was flipping, you know, he's doing his own table flips, right?
Mm, yeah.
It wasn't because he was like, I got something to say. Like, it came up. I don't think he was the one antagonizing that. I think he was confronted with like, oh, why'd you say this and that? And he's like, well, this dude is saying this and that. So I think
let me at him. Put him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone's valid. It's just a matter of like, but at the end of the day, the same way you want to beat your chest, like, I'm the adult, I'm your uncle. Exactly. You're the adult. These are your nieces. They're pretty much like your daughters. Think about their pain and like, relax, grab a Snickers.
Yeah. I've had issues with my sister and her husband, but that has nothing to do with her children. I don't talk about him to her children. I don't talk about him to her because that's a waste of time. I think there's a certain level of, you know, you have to respect that these kids are going to feel a certain way about their father, and they should, and leave it be.
Honestly, I think And I didn't even realize it until you just said that sentence. I think the adults, like, obviously Teresa and Melissa and Joe have, like, their feelings about each other. But I do think they have an unspoken, or maybe spoken, just not on camera, thing that it is for the camera and for a plot line. And, like, we'll keep bringing it up. But now these girls are old enough where they're like, wait a fucking minute. I didn't sign up for this. Like, you guys might all be fine talking about my dad, but I really have an issue with it. And that's why we're getting pushback.
I can call him a troll, but y'all keep your mouth. Y'all watch.
Yes. You. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my dad. I can say what I want, but y'all can't say shit. And listen, and it's not going to be long. Gia herself is already 21. It is not going to be long before all these, you know, young ladies become, like, you know, women of a certain age, where I remember a turning point in my life, in my roughly about early to mid 20s. Where something was going on with my own parents, who are still together. My parents are still married. And my dad did some dumb shit. And I remember that was the moment it clicked, where I'm like, oh shit. Like, yeah, that's my dad. But also, that's, like, the dude my mom fucks with. Like, that's my mom's man. And my mom is my girl. And I think when they will get to a certain age, because listen, even Teresa in, what was it, the second episode of Girls Trip, which just aired, Teresa told Cynthia that when she first went away, she thought they were going to come home, you know, he'd go away too, and everything would be hunky-dory after. And then she's like, nah, but when my mom passed, I thought about that time that I lost with her, and I resented him. And I think the girls are going to get to a certain age where, still and all, that is still their dad, but I think they'll start to understand a little more where their uncle might be coming from, in terms of, like, look at all the pain that man caused, and then has the nerve to still try to trash me. What did I ever do?
I do get that, but I hope that he would have that level of maturity to do that more so now. But I don't know, because it looks like it's going to pick up steam again, like, from what we see, like, in the coming episodes. Like, so we're not done with it. So, like, that's why I'm like, this is kind of a segue into nothing. We have a scene between Frank and the two Joes. And I have to just say that I think that it's very brave of Super Mario Joe, Margaret's husband, to not even look at a gym while he's walking around with these Guidos who have arms the size of thighs. I think it's brave to be on TV that way.
Well, Dolores wants them, so he's doing something right.
Yes. I mean, he's listening to Margaret. So he's very well behaved. It's like when you go somewhere and people tell your parents, like, oh, they're so well behaved. It's like that kind of thing. And they, like, love you because of the way you act. I think it's that. You trained him so well. So we get a very touching scene between Jackie and her husband, Evan, where she goes in depth, more so than she has before, about her fear of being overweight, her fear of being anorexic again, and the constant struggle of that. The only thing I was shocked at is when she was, like, unaware that her children knew. I'm like, they watch TV, probably, and you've been very vocal about this on social media and on TV, so they know the struggles you have. But I think I understand. I don't understand her eating disorder in this way, but I think I can understand her not wanting to put it on her children. And I think she does a good job, because she got that little boy running the house that looks like I used to. So she got a little porker running around there. So she lets him do it. And if she's not on his neck, then I think she's done right by that.
Yeah, but it could, I mean, I know you're making a joke, but it could channel in the opposite way. Like, he could still have eating and body issues, but he could be binge eating and not purging.
Yeah, in a normal American way, not in a less common way like she does. But yes, they're both eating disorders. So, but I just thought that I saw how hurt she was, and she thought she could be putting that on her children. And I don't know. But then it made me think, like, you know, like, if I had kids, like, would I feel that way about putting my issues with, like, overeating and stuff on my kids? And I don't think we really look at it in that way, but I guess we do. It was just a very interesting and honest scene.
Yeah. It's tough because the conversation is open and honest, but the rest of it, like, I don't know. Sometimes when they are so vulnerable, it's obvious that it's not a genuine, like, lead up. Like, this was clearly a scene to throw this frat party. You know, like, they were on the call sheet. It was like, come to this restaurant, have the frat party, talk about this. So because it's so obviously, like, scripted, I'm saying, it takes away from the genuine aspect for me a little bit. Like, I do believe that she feels everything she's saying and that Evan supports her in everything she's saying. But to see it in such an obvious setup, it took it away a little bit. I don't know.
You know, I forget sometimes that it's like, this has to have been a conversation, right? I forget sometimes that there's an actual crew everywhere they go.
There's a call sheet.
And sometimes I do think sometimes I do think it seems more genuine. Like, even when they had that little outdoor party at Teresa's, at Louie's, like, that was clearly set up too, because he was like, let's all write down what we're thankful for and what we want to change about ourselves, whatever. But to me, even though it was like a game they were playing, it seemed more genuine than Jackie sitting down saying, let's have a frat party. Oh, when I was in college, I didn't meet. Like, it seemed like bad improv on Jackie's part.
Well, she said she was like a sorority girl, and
yeah,
he was a frat bro and all stuff. And then she forgot what an ice luge was. And I was like, how'd you forget that? Like, that's okay. And I don't know. Jackie just doesn't seem like she was that kind of a party girl. I think she went to parties, but she didn't close nothing out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see that happening. I think she was like the friend of a couple of fun girls would invite her and she'd come. But I think she's probably greatly built up what she really did compared to what really happened.
I mean, how old is Jackie? I mean, what year was this?
I think she's like 40.
Is she? You know, that always frightens me when these women are not that much older than me. And I'm like,
you?
Who didn't
they seem
I marry?
So much older.
Like, Evan. Why didn't I marry someone? Let me see. Jackie, what's her name? I'll just put Jackie Real Housewives.
Goldschlager.
Oh, yeah.
Goldschneider. Goldschneider. Yeah. Goldschneider. Cinnamon liqueur. She's 45.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't know she was that old. I thought she was like 41.
So let's think. So if I went to college in 04, she went to college in 94. I mean, listen, it was a different time. You know, it was grunge at the time.
Say by the Bell was still on the air. Oh, a different time. I guess so. I don't know. I just don't see that for her. But I like the idea of a frat party. That's a theme that I will never get tired of. I always think it's a good, fun theme. You don't have to do much for it.
Here's the only thing I'll say about what may have been genuine. So like you said, of course, there's like bullet points. It's kind of like how we do a stand-up set, right? Where it's just like, I have the bullet points. I know what I'm generally going to say, but suddenly there might be a riff. And so I think the genuine moment, AKA the riff in that scene last night was like, okay, they knew they were going to talk about the frat party. They knew, maybe Jackie even knew she was going to talk about the eating disorder. I think what are her struggles with that? I think what may have been a little bit of like a blindside moment was when Evan was like, oh yeah, the kids even said something. Because that was the moment where her whole shit was like, wait, what? Like, you literally, you could see the air leave her fucking body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a crybaby myself, I recognize that moment where it was like, no, I'm such a crybaby. And there's so much stuff that I can talk about because I've already talked about it. Where I'm like, I'm fine.
I'm sorry. It's somebody describing themselves as a crybaby is even funnier than calling somebody a crybaby. You haven't even known that.
I can deal with the hardest trauma. Let the deli put fucking regular mayo instead of pesto mayo, and I am falling apart at the seams.
Oh my God.
Just completely dissolving in the street. But yeah, so I think I like saw.
Sorry.
No, it's true. I said pesto mayo twice, bro. All I wanted was the sandwich I wanted. While we're on the subject of unhealthy relationships with food.
I mean, seriously, though, when she was like, I'm just hungry all the time, I was like, same, bro. Same. And I do eat. Same.
It was very relatable.
It was very relatable. I could imagine if I was not eating to the level that she didn't eat. I mean, on one hand, like, I love that we're talking about that because we don't have a lot of, I think she's probably the only housewife that's ever been so open about her eating disorder. And I've studied mental health and I know how difficult that is to beat and to live with. So I give her a lot of credit for that. But yeah, it did seem a little scripted, but I think like you said, it was kind of like an emotional riff, which is actually also good acting also, like, you know, being in the moment and doing all that, that was also kind of like Meisner. So there was a lot going on. So one of the interesting parts of the episode for me was when Jackie reaches out to Jennifer and decides to tell her, like, she's already shaking her head, and tells her that Dolores is not her friend and that she should be careful, or that she's not being supported by Dolores the way she should, and that's why she is being there for her. Do we think that Jackie should have done that?
No. Jackie made the fatal mistake of being too fucking good to a no good bitch. That is a fatal mistake.
That's a sound bite. It is. That's a sound bite right there. And that is a fatal mistake. Wow. You know what? I never knew we needed something like this on the show until now. We got to get more women of color on this show, I swear. God, that is, wow. That's exactly what it was. And true to form, we all know that Jennifer Aiden is like an old refrigerator. She can't keep shit. And it got back to Dolores.
Too good to a no good bitch. How many times does a motherfucking snake need to bite you before you're like, oh, it's a snake?
And they were talking about it in this conversation that Jennifer, like, went to talk to who she thought was Evan's mistress. So, like, it's not even like they were so far removed from a time like this that she forgot. It was in the moment.
She said she was just being nosy.
Yeah.
And I respect that. I do. Nosiness, I get that.
Yeah, but then if someone told you I was just being nosy, and then you would say, oh, let me tell you this too. No.
And then... which one is the lie? Here's my thing with Jennifer, and forgive me, you know, God, because, you know, and whoever's listening, because are you there, God? It's me, Trina. Forgive me, because it's like I say she's a no good bitch because of what I've seen in a cumulative, like, you know, 40 hours or however many hours of television, right? But I don't know what she does, you know, in a philanthropic
off camera,
right?
Okay. Off camera, we know that she imitates her on Instagram. So that's what we do know.
You're right. I guess what I mean to say is, so which one is the lie? Because she tells Jackie, I was just being nosy. And then on Watch What Happens Live, she tells Andy, oh, I was doing it to find dirt for Teresa. So you were finding it to repeat it.
Right.
And, like, you weren't just being nosy. I'm nosy. I'm nosy as fuck. But I am a Scorpio. I am a vault. I'm going to find out every single moment of any situation. And I'm going to be like, damn, that's crazy. And go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. I just want to know because I want to know. She wanted to find this out to have ammunition.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm a Leo, though. So I find one person who I know also won't tell. And it takes time. It takes time to find those kinds of people who won't tell stuff. But you can find it if you really look for it. And I like to just be like, ain't that crazy with somebody? And then that's it. It doesn't need to go any further than the two of us. But right. I'm not going to keep it to myself. I'm not going to say something. So before we get to the ramifications of what Jackie did, we touched briefly on the Louis and Teresa's Olive Garden family dinner thing in the backyard, which looked really fun with the pizzas and all this stuff. And Louis is incredibly weird. And we have Tiki Barber's wife, Yawn, Tracy. What is this? What is going on with this? Does anybody understand this? Because I don't get this.
I think she's warming up.
Really?
I think she's just warming up because look at what already... Yesterday was what? Only the second episode that she was in? Oh, well, technically she was in the first. But yesterday was the second time we like got her to speak. And she was like, no, I feel for Jennifer, blah, 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 blah. That's, and she's Melissa's friend. Oh, she's just warming up. The drama's coming.
True. And I went to the softball game that they play. And I don't know where in the season that falls, but nobody else was mic'd. They just played softball. The only two people that were mic'd were Jennifer and Tracy. So like out of that softball game that we have coming up, those two get the scene.
If she was smart, she would be friends with whoever's on the outs because that guarantees you time off.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's not really much to talk about. That I wanted them to fight during that family time. And they had pizzas, which are perfect for throwing in people's faces. They didn't do that. So I felt kind of disappointed. But it's good that they actually talked some stuff out. It was cool that they actually made those pizzas. That was the most Italian shit I think I've ever seen. It was really cool. And after that, we get to the event where we start with penis talk, and Joe Gorga gets really hype about that because of his
obsession with his dick.
Yeah,
but to be fair, all men are obsessed with our dicks. To be fair,
well, I was gonna say, in other news, water is wet. Find an episode of Jersey Housewives where Joe Gorga isn't talking about his dick.
Right,
yeah. It doesn't exist.
I'm dying to see what his stand-up set is about. I mean, not really dying, but I just really want to know, how do you turn that into what a good... Because if he's headlining, what, 30 minutes? Can you... 30 minutes of that?
Listen, with enough money, you can do anything.
You'll get no arguments from me on that. But didn't we have this whole story about him being, like, infertile, though? I'm not making that up, right? He was, like, shooting blanks because they wanted
his
to
sperm.
Have...
Yeah, his sperm. Yeah, his sperm was low.
Yeah. Well, I guess that penis is just decorative, man.
Decorative, right. It doesn't mean his dick don't work.
I mean, yeah, but let's be real here. In the grand scheme of masculinity, having a big penis is nice, but if there's no virility there, nobody cares. As far as men, basically. I mean, women, I'm sure they, you know, gay men too. Anyway, so Dolores announces her breakup with David the doctor.
Right.
Donnie calls him Casper. He is extremely Caucasian on film, but, you know, hey, being that, having that good credit, let's translate something.
You can do anything with money.
Including Dolores. So they broke up. This is her saying that they broke up. Bravo for everybody not saying, I told you so, because you know they were all thinking that. I would have had to go into the bathroom and say it. Are we happy that she's not with David anymore?
I mean, she was barely with him anyway, so who cares? Truly, who cares?
I feel like that's the quote from Margaret Joseph.
Yeah. I mean, truly, who cares? Margaret Joseph.
They weren't together anyway. I didn't see him then. I don't see him now.
So what's the difference? So we won't see him at parties anymore. We never saw him at parties. We stand Margaret. Quick asterisk on that. Love her. She is one of my favorite cast members. She needs to let the video go. The Louis video, just you'll fall into your own bullshit. You don't need to create a storyline with this. Like, leave it the fuck alone.
Right. Anyway. Especially because Teresa is one that will so easily make something about her anyway. Like, Teresa is trying her best to make this Jennifer stuff about her. So, like, you don't need to actually have a storyline that involves Teresa, because she'll get into the mess anyway. So you are truly just putting a target on your head by actively seeking out Teresa to make up stuff. Just drop the video.
Which, by the way, where do you guys fall on that? In terms of, like, do you think the question that is being posed now, do you think what Margaret did was the same as Teresa, or worse, or not as bad?
I think Jennifer asked for it karmically a lot more than Jackie did. Like Jackie said, Jackie and Teresa have had little stuff before, like during Jackie's first season, but Jennifer has truly been begging for someone to come for her like this.
It was worse for Teresa because it was a rumor and that it wasn't anything that was true. So I think that's kind of big to whatever. We knew that it was true, or Margaret knew, or whoever knew it was true about Jen. So to bring that directly to her is cutthroat. It's still not right either. It's cutthroat, but it makes more sense because we know there's truth there, other than just like peppering this bullshit and it's making a rumor bigger that we don't really know whether or not it's even.
Yeah, Donnie, to your point about like the karma we build and things like that, I think it was a little different to say, oh, I heard this thing, I want to investigate, I have a vendetta against Jackie for, again, seemingly kind of no reason, or no like legit reason. So let me try and just destroy her life just because, like, that's fun. Versus Margaret, who's like, okay, so let me get this straight. So I'm a fucking slut. My mom is a fucking slut. I deserve to be sexually assaulted, blah, 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 blah. And now that this little piece of information has dropped into my lap, that apparently everyone talks about it, this is common knowledge in some circles. Now, you know what, bitch? Hold that. Now you can fucking hold that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. So we get to the end of the episode where we find out why we all call Dolores the black one. Jennifer tells Dolores what Jackie said. Jennifer tells Dolores what Jackie said. Dolores goes to check Jackie. Now, I said earlier the reason that I had a reason or why I thought this was an inciting incident for Dolores, and that is because if you look at the grand scheme of their relationship and her biggest problem with Jackie, it was that Jackie felt like she was better than her. And I feel like this was a way of her saying she was a better friend to her or a better person than her. And I think that was a hot button for Dolores. And Dolores broke on her.
She went full Khalees. Maybe I didn't break the way you should have broke, but I break. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And also, and literally, like we said, who knows how much time elapsed in real time. But this is also 2.5 minutes after she's like, yeah, I broke up with David.
Right.
She broke up with David. That's her true. House is in fucking shambles. Like, there's so much just regular shit that I think if she took a moment to be like, yeah, this is really not a big deal. But there was no time for that moment. And so she snapped.
And then she says that it comes out that, and even Margaret agrees that she is, Dolores is closer friends with Margaret than with Jennifer. And that kind of takes the wind out of her argument. And I think that also made it, the fight worse because she couldn't really hide behind that. Now, what I loved about this was how live Jackie got when she called her, what she called her?
This.
Jackie got all the way live after that in a way that I didn't expect. And made me like her a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
So we, Jackie's side, or aren't we? Like, whose side are we on in this?
I usually don't have sides, unless it's something, you know, like where someone's obviously right and wrong, like when Monique beat Candace up. But any other...
And who was right in that situation?
Monique. Hey, Taria. But any... any other time, like, I just love good TV and I just love these women being dramatic. So, like, even if one of my favorites and my least favorite get in a fight, I can enjoy it. And it's not like this person needs to be fired, because it's just good TV. So even though I love Dolores and Jackie was never my favorite, in this instance, they're both bringing it. So continue to, please.
I can agree. I don't really think it's... you have to take sides here.
Yeah, no, we do stand Dolores. Like I said, Margaret is one of my favorites, but Dolores is also one of my favorites. But Dolores is too. Again, I very rarely find fault in like anything she does. And like I said, she's very reasonable. And like I said, there is some strength in the, you know, still waters run deep. There is strength in the, you know, calm nature of a person. I wonder when Dolores's birthday is. Do we think she's an earth sign?
Oh,
I don't know. She's probably a Cancer. It's an overwhelming number of Cancers who are housewives. And I don't think that shit is a coincidence.
She's a Capricorn. Mm.
Oh.
They are, earth signs are very grounded, very rooted. You really got to push them to get them to budge. You know what I mean? She sort of holds it on her own and just like lets everything pass, you know, whether it's water or air.
It's just she got to get live. My mother's a Taurus. I get it. We don't have to take sides, but I do. Okay, so everybody, what is your final thoughts? We'll start with you, Donnie, and then we'll give Trina some time.
I have no problem with Gia and Melania getting screen time. They're two of my favorites on Jersey. So the more I see of them, the happier I am. Also, I do think that Jennifer had it coming, but I also think that Margaret, not was wrong, but I think that Margaret is playing dumb on purpose when she was like, when she talks about she doesn't see how this is different for Jennifer. Like, I think this explains why she had problems, like why you were such a slut and your mom was a slut, because she was cheated on. So now to have like you and your mother with history cheating on people, like she is taking her own problems and projecting that on you. So I think for Margaret to say like, I don't know why she had a problem with me, I'm just whatever, I just have a problem with her, that's bullshit. You do see it, but Jennifer was wrong and had this coming. So I have no problem with that either. Again, just give me drama. I don't care what you do to each other. Pit women against each other for my entertainment. It's my favorite. It's my favorite genre.
I can't treat her.
I second that. Let's see. All in all, yes. Proud of the girls. Love who they're becoming. I think, again, they are like really thoughtful. And it seems like they're growing up to be really, you know, good young women. Right. And then I think, you know, Louis, sure, he's weird, but I think that was also very, very wonderful what he did. Sometimes it takes the person on the outside to be like, to be the referee, like, here's what we're doing and here's what we're not doing, you know? So I think that was really, it shows to me, the most important thing for someone who loves me is to also love the people I love. So for Louis, it was like, you know, your family is a wreck. If I can help, I'm going to try, you know, especially after the retreat of like, I'm sorry with the waves on my toes. Like, I don't know. I did not Google the retreat. So I don't know the details. Margaret also, duh, how obvious is it? Like, we don't need to be NASA engineers. Margaret, this is why Jennifer has been coming for your life.
Yeah.
Because she was cheated on and you cheated and participated in cheating. Your mom participated in cheating. So that's why Jennifer has always been like, fuck any bitch who would fuck a married man. You're a piece of shit. That's not Margaret's problem. That's Jennifer's problem. But I don't think, I feel like no one's made that connection on camera yet. And I'm like, why haven't we done that? Maybe it's coming. Yeah.
Well, speaking of you not knowing what the retreat was, Donnie, you know what the retreat was. You want to tell Trina what the retreat was that Louis was at?
Yeah, I mean, it's just what the men talked about, basically, in their lunch today or their dinner, whatever. It is because it happened on season 3 of You. He went for one episode. So now I'm all pro at it. But the men go that are like, I don't want to say abusive, but that have anger issues. And they just get naked and fight with other men so that they can get that adrenaline out and their anger out that way. So that when they go home to their wives, then they, you know, they're nicer.
But naked?
What do you think?
Yeah, because it's like more animalistic and stuff.
Now, what do you think about that, Trina, as a fellow colonized person?
What do I think about men wrestling naked?
What do you think about white men who need to go to an island and fight naked to get their aggression and violence out? How does that make you feel?
If it works, I'd rather that than shooting up a high school, okay, or a movie theater.
I'd rather that than them joining the police force also. I think we should sign these kids up in high school. We should do field trips and take those little fuckers from ninth grade straight to that island. I said we do it even better. Let's see who comes out alive.
That's right.
When I heard about that shit, it made my ancestors angry. I don't know what else I can answer this. I agree with both of you as my final thought. What can we say? It was a good episode, and I appreciate all of the drama that Dolores brought during Dolores History Month. And I think that's it. I think we did it, everybody. So, Trina, how about you let everybody know where they can find you, follow you, and get more of this hilariousness that you do all the time?
Yes, thank you so much. Really, I'm the most active on Instagram, so you can follow me at Julo, JEW_LO, Julo.
All right, y'all. Thank you for listening. And of course, thank you, Trina, for being here. And we will see you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Know That, a Real Housewives podcast.
If you'd like to support the show, be sure to visit www.patreon.com/KnowThatPod.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Know That Pod.
You can follow me, Donnie, on Instagram at Donnie Hadfield Smith.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Quinn Lamar.
Continue to listen and support for free on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.